Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. There are a lot of us who express fear when we say or think the phrase, "What if?" Well, God has answers for us.
I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. There's no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he sees best, and lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Sometimes that day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All fears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small. Glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand and finding it God's, of breathing new air and finding it celestial, and then waking up glory and finding it home, and knowing that I'm finally home.
O Lord, we come into your presence with praise and thanksgiving. Thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. You know us, Lord. You know our frame. You know that we struggle with fear and doubt, and that there are times when we use the phrase, "What if?" And we generally follow that question with negative thoughts, fears. God, help us to look to you in faith. You are the author and finisher of our faith and have provided your Holy Spirit that can give us the peace that passes all understanding. No matter what may happen today or tomorrow, we can trust in you, that it will be according to your plan and work out for good to those of us who love you and are called according to your purpose. God, strengthen our faith muscles. We want to be conformed to your image. We want to serve you and be an example to others how that you meet all our needs according to your riches. God, forgive us for harboring fear. Thank you for your forgiveness and your many blessings. Amen.
Walk with the Lord in the light
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. You'll also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and so much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address again is calltoworship.us. And if you haven't done so yet, be sure to check out the most recent addition to our ministries, the online music of Christian Oldies. That is contemporary Christian music from 1965 to 1985, available to you 24/7 online. From your computer, visit ChristianOldies.com and then click on Listen Now. Or from your smartphone, simply download the Live 365 app, then go to Christian Oldies. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share prayer requests and testimonies, as well as finding out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
I go to the rock.
Our call to worship today is looking at the fear in our heart and mind when we ask the "what if" question.
Trusting you now, I know I can make it.
chariots.
We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Some trust in horses.
We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. His love never fails. His name will always prevail. We trust in in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. His love never fails. His name will always prevail. We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Let's take a look at the fear of what if. Well, this devotional reminder today is for those of us who deal occasionally, or sometimes very often, with the what if question. That's a question that comes to mind with mostly negative fears. For example, what if I have a heart attack? What if I get laid off? What if I get a virus? Or what if the car breaks down on our long trip? Well, folks, as we look at this common issue, one of the first passages that comes to my mind is the verse in 2 Timothy, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Well, God does not give us the spirit of fear, but very much the opposite of fear, faith, and the peace that comes with it. And faith gives us hope. Powerful hope that drives out fear. When we choose to exercise that, we experience very much different attitudes and feelings such as calmness, confidence, acceptance of the unknown, and mental clarity. We can experience an assurance, boldness, self-assurance, courage, and fortitude. When we put our trust in Jesus and walk with God, understanding that He is the one, really, directing our steps, following Him with our whole hearts, then that will give us strength, confidence, and peace. Shalom. Psalm 37, "Trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. The Lord directs the steps of the godly," says verse 23 and 24 of the same chapter. "He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." and Psalm 27, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me. From Hebrews 11, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. For by faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Later in that same chapter, and without faith it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists, and that He rewards those who seek Him. And Philippians 4, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, here's a concept that I'm personally working on, and I invite you to consider this, to ask God's help to turn around that what-if fear and make it a what-if positive things. Remember that the opposite of fear is faith. Our faith gives us an optimistic state of mind. Repent from that fear mindset and turn it around to be a what-if in confidence, faith that it is going to be good, bringing blessings. We expect a positive outcome. What if God does meet this need, does keep me safe, and will use this for good in my life? Romans 8, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. So what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who or what can ever be against us? Psalm 37, verse 34. Hope in the Lord and keep His way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. God help us to kick the old ways of fear over to the curb and replace it with faith and trust, putting our hands in the hands of Jesus.
You have faced a mountain of desperation. You have climbed, you have fought, you have won. But this valley that lies coldly before you casts a shadow you cannot overcome. And just when you thought you had it all together, to get you through. But this time all the sorrow broke more than just your heart, and your friends with all those answers just won't do. When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer, and your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, He is there. asking, why did it happen? Think of where it could lead you from here. And as your pain is slowly easing, you can find a greater reason.
Trust you.
Still I.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we looked at the element of fear that we express when we question, what if? And we know that we can conquer that weakness with faith, confidence that God will direct and that it's all good. Our heart's desire is that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest a few moments to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in your life, check with your local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in your life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear. There are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. Thank you for listening today. I'm happy that you joined us for our Call to Worship, a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and faithful giving are important to keep us on this station and online. If you've been blessed by today's program, please visit us online at calltoworship.us. You can contact us through our website, and when you're led to help support the Call to Worship ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And in Romans 8, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. Let my trials come to only make me strong. Well, I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces. But there were times I still felt all alone. In those lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own. And through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, trust in a God. His word.